Today we have big news out of OpenAI. They just announced Sora 2, the second generation of their groundbreaking video generation program. So they have a new app they're rolling out, a whole bunch of exciting news. We're going to talk about that today. Jaden, before we do, why don't you tell them about our school community?
So every week we post a video on our AI Hustle school community that we don't post anywhere else. And this week we made a video all about a strategy I am using. I have a new podcast that I'm starting, and I'm having it 100% hosted by AI. And I think 90% of you won't be able to tell that it's not actually me hosting the podcast. So I won't announce the name out here, but if you're part of the school community, you'll see the name, you'll see the analytics. Spoiler alert, over 150,000 downloads so far, and the exact strategy that I've used to create this. I think it's a really cool method for any industry that you're in. If you're looking to promote a product, if you're looking to scale and basically start a podcast, this is the ultimate podcast growth hack, I think, that exists. And the cool thing is, it sounds exactly like me. So at some point when the podcast grows big enough, I will just take this over with my own voice, and 99% of people are not gonna know the difference. Except that hopefully the quality will get better. I'll be able to do more interviews. It'll seem more dynamic, whatever. Like, hopefully the quality should improve, but it's pretty impressive right now. Anyways, if you want to see the exact strategy on how I do that, you can go check out the school community and over 60 other videos that we post. We have over 300 members in the school community. So go check it out. It's $23 a month, and we would love to have you as part of it. All right, let's get into the episode. Jamie, I'm going to let you kick this off because we were talking and you're super stoked about this. So OpenAI has their brand new video model. This is crazy. Everybody's talking about it. What were the coolest use cases, or what I guess are you the most excited for with this?
Yeah, so there's a couple, you know, main features here that they are releasing, but the main feature of Sora 2 that I'm excited about is that a lot of the like physics engines are a lot better and more realistic. So if you look at their demo page, they show like a guy on a paddleboard, and he does a backflip on the paddleboard, and the waves actually splash, you know, in the correct direction. It seems like it's getting more realistic as far as some of the physics and motion. So I'm excited about that, because that was like one thing with the initial Sora, like everything looked really good, but some of the physics just weren't quite there. So another example they give is if a basketball player misses a shot, the ball, instead of teleporting to the hoop in Sora 2, it would bounce back off the backboard and actually move in the correct motion. So I think that's really cool. The other thing is they are releasing a social app. They're calling it a TikTok competitor. I wouldn't really say that's what it is, but the cool part about it is they have something called cameos. And so you can actually use your own likeness in some of these AI generated videos. So that's kind of, you know, something that people may use. I think it could be a little, you know, creepy. I don't know what people end up making of these, but the main feature of the app is that you can actually use your own likeness in some of these, which could be cool for some, you know, social media marketing type stuff. So
I think that OpenAI knows this is like really the key to going viral. They saw with their OpenAI image generator, the thing that made it just kind of go crazy when they made their last update was basically everyone was making like profile pictures of themselves and like all of these different, I think it was Studio Ghibli or something, like styles, this cartoon style, everyone was doing it. And so it went kind of like viral as this trend. And so I think they want to do something very similar with the video, where like, this is just a good standalone video tool. If you're watching on Spotify or on YouTube, I'm sharing, you know, a bunch of different video clips that they generated with it that are really impressive. But beyond just like the video, I think that they want it like a viral aspect. And so I think that's kind of what they're doing with this cameo thing, where basically you can upload a picture of yourself. Now, one thing I will say about the cameo feature is you have to basically verify your actual identity. They're trying to fight against deepfakes. So in the same way, like a lot of finance apps will make you take a selfie and like move your head a certain way, or upload in this case, you also have to upload a clip of your voice. So you upload the voice and you scan your face and you verify your identity. And if you do that, then you can use your likeness, which I think is good security to prevent deepfakes on an AI video generation platform. What's interesting is your friends can make videos of you too. I think the way the app works right now, which also a lot of people are complaining about, is you need an invite code to get it. So it's like its own app on iOS called Sora, and you need an invite code to get in. And I think if someone gives you the invite code, then they're like by default a friend. Maybe there's a way to add friends. I'm not sure. I'm not in it. The invite codes I was given had already, like, here's another annoying thing. If someone gives you an invite code, it only works for 200 people. So there's like people on Twitter, they're like, who wants an invite code? And everyone's like, yeah, me. And they post it, and then like 1,000 people try to plug it in. So anyways, maybe their servers can't handle it. Maybe, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's their way of like limiting the use, but it is kind of annoying that I just hate when there's like a big new AI product announced and it is so freaking hard to get access to it. By the time it like rolls out to everyone and everyone can get access to it, it's like almost not so exciting anymore. And I'm like sort of over it, or maybe there's another tool. I think Google did a really good job with VO3 of like announcing it, rolling it out, everyone could get it. OpenAI, when they announced Sora 1, again, terrible job. They're like, here's Sora 1, but it's only available for $200 a month. And like the amount of people that did that, by the time it came to ChatGPT, like as Sora was on ChatGPT, it was like, eh, whatever. It's not that big of a deal. It's not that good compared to whatever else is out there. So I think they should do a better job of just rolling it out to everyone. But that's kind of where it's at today.
Yeah. And I think you're right with this one. I think it's going to be interesting to see how people you end up using it. So far, a lot of the video generation stuff I've seen on social media has been more along the fantasy lines. Like they have an example right here of a golden retriever in an astronaut costume, and it's, you know, animated and kind of cool looking, but not really that, you know, realistic, if you will. Mm-hmm. But then the new model, there's a guy, you know, riding, standing up on two horses, and it's it looks pretty real. So you're kind of getting a little bit more of the realism, which will be interesting to see. You know, how people end up using that, especially if you can do your own likeness. I mean, I bet you could make some pretty sweet YouTube videos with this. So, yeah, I'm excited to give it a try.
Yeah, there's so many different things. One thing that I think is really interesting is like you can do a lot of basically like you're holding your camera, walking around. It looks just like you. You're in like your living room. You're jumping. There's like this girl. She's like makes a video. It looks like it's just like a selfie video, but she's like flying around town. But it looks very like realistic, like her. I think for user generated content videos like UGC for e-com ads, it is going to be insane. Like you'd literally be able to get anything. Like there's one of an ostrich grabbing a guy's hat and running away. And then the guy's chasing the ostrich, try to get his hat back. But it looks like it looks pretty good. And if they basically said that when they came out with Sora 1, it was like the GPT-1 moment. When they come out with Sora 2 here, they said this is like the GPT-3.5. It's like pretty good. One thing that's interesting about it is it has audio built in as well. So when you generate these clips, they come with audio, which sound really realistic. You can hear like a little bit of wind on the microphone. You can hear some guy like yelling as he's falling and getting saved. You can hear music. Like if there's someone playing a trumpet, you can hear the trumpet. So it's really cool in a sense that like you get the full video experience, like from a full video clip, and you can get the same person in multiple clips. It really is useful for making video. Again, it's not perfect quality. It's GPT 3.5 probably, but when GPT 3 comes out, we're going to be at 4. And then Sora 3. And then whenever Sora 4 comes out, I think in the next like 1 to 2 years, I think we'll be at a place where you basically have like a hyper realistic, insane video generator that will be able to be used to make movies, full movies basically. So I think I would give it like 2 years and anyone can make anything full movie. It will be insane.
So correct me if I'm wrong here, but it's looking like the Sora app is primarily for vertical video generation. And then is the Sora 2 desktop more for your traditional 16:9 horizontal footage? Is that what it's looking like?
Yeah, okay. I think that's the case. I mean, basically, I think they're trying to make like a TikTok of AI-generated video, which is interesting because Meta also unveiled something, and a lot of people have criticized them of just creating AI slop machines and just saying, yeah, you're going to make a social media platform that's full of AI slop. I like, sure, you could make AI slop, but you also could make really creative like animations and movies and cartoons and like, or like full-on movie clips. So like, I think you could... If you want to make slop, you can make AI generated slop. But if you want to make something creative, I think you could absolutely make something creative. What have people been doing on Twitter, you may ask? Yes, they've been creating AI generated slop. I saw one where it was like someone told it to make a song with Sam Altman's head coming out of a toilet, singing a song from a whole bunch of different angles. And that went really super viral. So everyone's like, oh, great. He just created a slop machine. So I think that will happen and those things will go viral. But at the same time, you can actually be super creative and make really creative things that like weren't possible. I had a discussion yesterday with someone on LinkedIn that strongly believes this is the end of civilization. Basically, no one has to work to make these videos anymore. And since it's too easy to make them, they're, I don't know, it's bad, basically. That was their opinion. In my opinion, this is an incredible tool. Like, there's, you know, someone says, I don't have to work to make a movie of a bunch of Vikings rowing to shore. Like, yes, 99% of people are not going to have the budget or the skill set to go hire a whole crew of people and the cameras and everything they need to make a Viking warship row to shore. But maybe if you have a great idea for a Viking movie, like you just want a tool that can just do it. So in any case, I don't see anything wrong with that. I think this is a really cool tool. It's going to get better. People are going to be very creative with it. Yes, you could generate slop with it, but that's, you can already do that with the internet. You can go make junk if you want. You could also make very creative, very interesting things. So I'm getting excited as the quality on this is getting a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point you make. You could say the same thing about even any social media content. You could make slop or make something really good. So just all about the tools you use and how you use them. So anyhow, if you like this episode, if you got any value out of it, we would really appreciate a rating or review wherever you're listening. We really appreciate those and read every single one. And if you are interested, again, in growing your business or learning more about AI and how to make money with it on the side, check out our school community, AI Hustle. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.